Okay, hello radio listeners. My name is Andrew Keogh. I am an English teacher living here in Krakow, and I live and work here, and I've been living here for the last few years. I work for Prolog in Bronowice and a couple of other schools as well, sometimes gymnasiums. And at the moment, I'm also organizing an organization, or fundacja, as you would say in Polish, for children with disabilities or from disadvantaged families to go on a holiday pilgrimage to Lourdes in the south of France, only at Easter time, where they will meet 1,000 other children from around the world.
A few questions about yourself, if you may. How did you get to Poland?
I got here by bus, I think, and I came to Poland quite a few years ago now, about 7 or 8 years ago. I did some voluntary work in Wielkopolska for Barka. They help people who have got problems with alcohol and are homeless as well, and they mainly support people from Poznań and the Wielkopolska region, although I think Barka also operates nationally. So I did some voluntary work there with them for about 3 or 4 months through Jeden Świat, a student organization. Well, a lot of students use their this organization to do lots of different types of voluntary work, where you can go and do projects in Italy, renovating a castle, you can work with refugees, and a lot of students go through this organization, which is based in Poznań, called Jeden Świat, and they work with other organizations like Barka, but also in France. So if you want to go to Spain or France or England or Ireland and do some voluntary work through an organization that's made up of people from different nationalities around Europe, then I recommend it. And it's not connected to the church or anything like that. It's something secular, let's say. Basically, community projects in different countries. So you can travel, do some voluntary work, meet lots of new people from around the world too. So that's what I did. But I came to Poland and I did it that way. I came to Poland and I went through Jeden Świat. They put me in contact with Barka, and that's how I first came to Poland. Then I moved down to Krakow to do my teaching qualification, Cambridge English Language Teaching abroad. Then I got a job, then I stayed for 1 year, and then I stayed for another year, and then Krakow just grabbed hold of me and kept me, and I've been here for quite a few years now.
Okay. You're a head of HCPT Poland, yes. So have you been a member of HCPT before you traveled to Poland?
Well, HCPT, Hosanna House Children's Pilgrimage Trust, basically is 60 years old this year. And when I was a student in London, in the University of Surrey, Roehampton, I was studying sociology and a little bit of business computing as well. I was going to lots of parties and having a great time, and just enjoying myself, enjoying London as well, which is a fantastic place. There were lots of clubs and pubs and theatre. But I just got a bit bored with it after the first year and the second year. And I just said, I'd like to do something else, something a bit different. And my friends said, would you like to go to Lourdes in the south of France? And I just thought, oh no, I don't know about Lourdes. The church and Catholic thing, and my parents are both Catholic, and I practice as well now. So I was a bit dubious, a bit worried about the whole thing. But I thought, no, it's a good idea. The children are going to have a holiday. They're going to go to mass, but they're going to go to the mountains. They're going to go to the cafes, restaurants. They'll be singing and clapping, and it'll be good fun. Yeah. So I said I would go, and I went with a student group. And we did have a lot of fun every day. We worked hard, but we, as a student group, we didn't take any children with us. We also played hard, but we were ready the next day to do our voluntary work. So that was my first introduction about 10 years ago. And then I led the group. I actually got invited to be then the group leader the second year of the student group. And lots of students from all over the UK and around the world actually are going there without children, but to support the children in their family groups. And then 2 years ago, I said, I'm here in Krakow, and I'd like to go to Lourdes again at Easter. And so I organized a group, and then I realized we're representing Poland actually at this meeting now. And so we were invited back the next year, and then for this year as well, which is the 60th anniversary.
As I understand, it was, if I may say, you were fed up with parties.
Yes, I was just fed up with parties. And, you know, when you're a student, you're looking for the meaning of life and what's it all about. And I just thought I wanted to do something good. You know, people go to Africa and they work in villages and do water pipes, and that's all good work, you know. Or people work with refugees. I met a young man from England, a young student who's coming here, and he's working with the refugees in Calais and doing fantastic things. I mean, babies are getting, you know, newborn babies are having to be washed just from like bottles of water outside the tents. It's an awful situation there. So that's, you know, people are doing lots of good things around the world, and I just thought we'll try and do something good and, you know, something different, and to take me out of that world and to give me a bit more meaning to my life. And I'm glad that I went, because it did help me and it did change me for the better. So I'm glad that I did it.
I've read that you've already, for the first time you've been into Poland, you've taken three children to Lourdes. How did you feel exactly? After taking them, did you have the same reflection that Michael Strout had in 1956, that he saw the children have changed?
Well, definitely. In the first year, we took three boys. And then last year, 2015, we took another three children and the first girl, Olivia. It was amazing. After the first holiday pilgrimage in 2014, we came back and we were just, you know, very tired, because there's a lot of traveling and looking after the children, supporting them. But I just felt really light, really great, and felt really good and energized for the, you know, spring and for the summer time as well. And just fresh, you know. Maybe it was the fresh air out in Lourdes in the Pyrenees. You know, it's a little bit different air quality to Krakow city, as we all know, as Krakowians here. But felt really good. And the children also, you know, I spoke to their carers, the professional people that we also support to support them. The nurses said that the children were different when they came back. They just felt, you know, a bit more livelier, and they knew that they had been out of the country, out of their nursing home, which is not in the best condition, out of Krakow, on a plane. They've been traveling, you know, they felt different. They felt moved physically and maybe spiritually, I don't know. But definitely they seemed a lot more vibrant. Olivia, for example, who went last year, our first girl, unfortunately her parents can't look after her. Her father is somewhere and her mother is not able to look after her. So the only people who care about her are her grandparents, and they haven't got the capacity to look after her. So she's in a nursing home, and, you know, her nursing carers said that she came out of herself, she was more vibrant, happier, and after the holiday. So that was always good feedback to get. And we have the photographs from her time in Lourdes. She met so many people from different countries. She dressed up. We did the Pirates of the Caribbean. You know, we dressed up as pirates and went out and met people from different countries in the cafes and the restaurants, etc. And just on the streets playing music. And it was nice, you know, because I think in Poland, when you say the word pilgrimage, automatically, bang, 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 there are, you know, certain connotations of sitting down, standing up, kneeling down, you know, suffering and all this kind of stuff. No, this is a children's pilgrimage organization from the UK. It's a Catholic one, but it's different. And people who went there last year and the year before, they realized they didn't know what to expect at the beginning, but they understood at the end that it is something different, it is special, and it's not just your standard pilgrimage. It's very unique. It's based all around the children, so it's fun, colorful. Okay, yeah, you know, so that's it. And Olivia, apparently her carers said that she was different and she felt more confident, she was happier, because, you know, she had a great time and it was all about her. The two other boys, two boys that went with her. So, and of course, if they're happy, all the volunteers come back, we're happy, because our job has been done, and that's our personal reward.
I'd like to ask you, how did you meet people from social home Wanowa, from the PS Wanowa?
Sure. Well, I was a student at the Jagiellonian University only last year, doing the master's degree at the European Studies Center there on Garbarska, and I eventually got it finished with the help of my professor. And while I was a student, I also joined a Dominican group called the Bechka, and there was an international one with people from all around the world, and they said that they were helping out with Wanova, a DPS, Dom Pomocne Spowechne, and it was then through them I approached the director of Wanova, and she was very skeptical at first and was like, what, you're going to pay for the whole 10 people to go on to Lourdes, and it was quite expensive, you know, the trip. And I said yes, but you know, with the help of the UK HCPT as well, the main office, and some of my family members and some other friends and colleagues, we were able to raise the money, but the director had to trust us the first year, and we provided the holiday. The children had the three boys had a great time. The nurses enjoyed themselves immensely too, and there was great fun. And the director said yes the second year, and then this year we're taking our biggest group, 30 people. So that's how we got in touch with Wanova. We had to go and approach them. Myself and my right-hand man, Mateusz, he's also the lawyer for our organization. We had to go to Wanova, sit down with the director and her other nurses as well, and say, listen, we have never done this before. This is our first time, and basically we're new in Poland, but we're 58 years old in England. And look, would you like, can you let us take you to another country, bring you back, and hopefully have a good time? They trusted us, they said yes. They went again in 2015, and basically they went again this year, and it's bigger. This will be our biggest trip ever. And we're going to represent Poland, Małopolska, Krakow City, and lots of other things. So we'll be flying the flag for Poland, and for lots of other organizations, like the Jagiellonian University as well. They'll be represented there too.
Your aim is to take 12 children. Why this number? Why exactly 12?
Completely random number. There was nothing behind 12. Where maybe, you know, there was nothing like that of 12 disciples or anything like that. It was just, I just said, everybody come. Because to be honest with you, I wanted to take a whole plane full of children. I would like to take 60. To represent 60 years of this organization. But that's crazy ego talking. And I realized last year, we're a small organization in Poland, only in our third year. And I wanted to invite lots of other organizations, Catholic and non-Catholic as well, to get involved. It's open to every, it is a Catholic organization. However, it's a little bit different. I want it to be open to people who have the Catholic faith, but also people who have no faith or a different faith altogether, to experience Lourdes and experience the fun of the organization. So we're open to everybody to come. So I wanted to invite a whole plane load of children with loads of different organizations to come and join us, but that was a crazy idea and maybe something for the future. But because it does happen in Croatia, the Croatians are going. When they first started going to Lourdes, they were driving a bus for 42 hours across Europe. Now they take a whole plane with about 30 children and about 60 care workers. So it's a lot of work, a lot of support for individual children. So basically the number 12, I don't know why, but it just happened that way. And we have a lot, 18 support workers. So we've group leaders, assistant group leaders, we have nurses, we have a camera and media person to take care of our Facebook, that's why we chose it. So we got 30.
We have to remember that every one person with disability needs some help, like three people, yeah, and like nurses and helpers, volunteers.
That's right. It's not just about, you know, we would like parents, if they would like to take a rest. If you're looking after a child with autism, it's very strenuous. You know, it's a tough work looking after a child with a disability. And so this is also for the parents to have a holiday too. If they would like to send a nurse with their child, they can have a holiday and rest and recharge their batteries. But otherwise, sometimes parents are coming with. We have two parents who are coming with their own daughters, so they're supporting their children. But some children are in wheelchairs and they need two helpers to lift, sometimes three, and to take breaks and to support each other. So there's a lot of logistics behind this, and getting onto planes, getting off planes, getting into the hotels, getting out of the hotels, going to the even to the coffee shop. It takes organization. We're taking the children to the mountains, Pyrenees Mountains. So yes, sometimes it's it's not just 1-to-1, sometimes it's 2-to-1 or even 3-to-1. So it depends on the support needs of the individual child. What do they need? What are their needs? And we have to assess this before we go and look at the child safety policies, also lots of other criteria to help the children.
Could you tell the listeners of Radio UFM something more about all these events going on today and in the near future, like charity football match, like the quiz, Burns quiz, yeah? Burns night, yeah.
Foundation is all about 1 week at Easter in Lourdes and having a great, fantastic, life-changing pilgrimage holiday. But it's not some people don't understand. It's not just about this, only about this week. It's about the build-up, months and months of preparation building up to it. And so we have to try and raise money, finance for these holidays. But I want HCPT Polska to do fundraising in a different way, a fun way, not just like standing outside a church these kind of traditional, we were doing different things. So for example, we had the Scottish night, it's called Burns night, we had poetry and people donate, etc. People can, we made some haggis, this like flaky type dish, Scottish dish, and I didn't eat it, apparently it was horrible. But we want to make a new culture of fundraising fun. Today is St. Patrick's Day. St. Patrick will be dressed up and walking around the square and handing out sweets, etc. We've also had a quiz night, so everybody can win free beer, but they put in some money and all the money goes to charity. We've also had a concert night, bands have played for free and the money goes to charity, and we also do other little things, and it's a community thing, but we're trying to make it fun as well, and that's what fundraising should be. It should be fun.
Okay, so I would like to ask one more question to Andrew. How do you divide your time between working as a teacher and heading the charity organization?
That's a very, very good question. However, I just want to say one other thing about tea time, just to follow up on that. Basically, the idea of an English pub is all in England anyway, in small villages, is all about community. It's not about stag parties or drunk Englishmen getting naked. It's basically small villages and people raising money through charity events and local pub and community. And then you've got the church there as well. So it's a bit of a different culture as well. So we're delighted that tea time we've got behind us. Anyway, back to the question about dividing time. It's difficult because I do teach a lot. But this semester, I was teaching in the army, the Polish army on Rakowicka, and that was really interesting. And then teaching a lot in the evening. But the school I was working for, they didn't follow up with another contract. So I've got a bit more free time coming up to Easter, which is needed because there's a lot more to organize. And I didn't realize that until recently. Because we got 30 people going this year, so far more things to do. So I have to get more organized, basically, and I have to, I'm not the most organized person in the world. Anybody who knows me will tell you that. But this has forced me now to become more and more organized, start using my smartphone a bit more, and use my time a little bit more. Time management is very, very important when you're organizing a charity foundation, and also trying to juggle your own professional life too.
Okay, and one last question, the most important, I think. How would you say how could people help children from one of our like now today? What can they do? Except, I don't know, paying on the account.
Well, there's lots of different ways. You can, first of all, go and visit them. Maybe, I don't think the director would mind if you went to dress up as a clown or go and play some games with them. You know, you can go and visit them where they live in their home, in the nursing home. It's not a very good condition, so they're happy to have visitors. They don't have many visitors, and it would be nice if you can go and visit them. That's the first simple thing you can do, and speak to the director at one of them. Offer your help. Get involved in their actions, and just contact them directly. With HCPT Polska, how can you help? You can go to Facebook, you can check us out, you can wish our children well, and the children are going to be representing Poland. So it doesn't matter about your belief systems and stuff like that. It's about what these children are trying to do. They're trying to go on a long journey represent Poland and do it as well as they can. And you can write a message on Facebook saying, listen, good luck and all the best, and we hope you have a fantastic time, and please fly the flag for us. And those kind words will give them more encouragement and help the children themselves. You can also like us on Facebook. You can also come to our events. We have we will be having, I guess, students' night in tea time and all this kind of stuff, and bands' night. So it's all fun and it's all part of the culture. You can come and practice your English there. So you can get involved. You can join our football tournament on Sunday or other future events as well. So just keep in touch, and that's it. You know, and also we are looking for student volunteers for the summer, for the summer events that we've got. We've got a marathon happening, maybe. We've also got some other top secret events, but big fundraising. And I'll tell you something, for all the students listening out there, you have got opportunities to do lots of voluntary work, but this organization is an international organization, and it might look nice on your CV to say that you've been working with a brand new Polish international organization based here in Krakow, connected to the Jagiellonian University, and is 60 years old. And that would look nice on your CV, and it might help you for job prospects in the future. So you can come and volunteer your time. That's also how you can get involved. And we're looking to create a small little army of intelligent students who are forward thinking, who have got good, bright ideas, and want to be part of a small team. We're only a very small team, and we're looking for 20 or 30 volunteers, and we're going to do something. We've got a few very special ideas for the summer, something different, something not regular, something, you know, that we'll be doing quietly, under the radar. There'll be 2 million people here in the summer, but this organisation is doing something a lot very special, and we'll be doing it quietly in our own way. And if you want to be part of that, contact us, hcptpolska.pl, and we're ready to welcome you.